So I am here with the breakup vent. Yes, I have my fantastic co-host Erica here. Thank you for coming, Erica.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Co-host with me.
And we have a fantastic guest, Harry. Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
We were talking about we were getting into Harry or Harrison, but you were born Harry.
Well, I was saying yes. Mm-hmm. After my mother's father. Yeah. And when they went to baptize me, the church says, oh, you can't use that name. That's mm-hmm. not a saint's name. So, Henry Patrick Kiernan. And according to the Ancestry DNA, I'm 98% Irish.
Okay.
Henry is a saint. There's a saint named Henry. Saint
of
Henry.
Course, now there is.
It's you.
And then, and I told a lady, a friend of mine, about the 98% Irish. She mm-hmm. said, oh, I took these DNA tests. I said, I was 100% bitch.
Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah, she did.
Come back.
Oh, you always have fancy ladies.
So, but the funny thing is, anything that wasn't federal government, like Social Security, the VA, when I was in the Navy, that was all Henry.
Okay.
Everything else, my driver's license, my house, my credit cards, everything else was Harry.
Oh,
okay. For some reason. Okay.
And then when I came out here, I said, 9 years ago, I kept everything from, registered in Connecticut. And said, but I'm going to stay here, so I might as well do it. So now everything's Henry.
Okay, so everything's Henry now.
No, but on paper.
Because, listen, I'd be like Henry, Harry, Harrison, so I'm just...
Can I call you Harry?
Harry.
Just Harry.
You can call me anything you want.
You can call me anything. Just don't call me Colette.
Ray, you can call me Jay.
Don't call me late for dinner.
Got it. Okay, so you were born Harry. You go by Henry now, but you're acting name. Okay,
I don't go by Henry at all.
You don't?
No.
Just on Harry, the government paper?
No? Just what you say.
Okay, Harry. Okay, got it.
You use Harry, so that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, so Harry. So we're going to use Harry.
Harrison is what I was named for. Acting.
Okay. So I love it. I love Harrison and Harry. Yeah. So where are you from originally?
Krypton.
Okay. Krypton. That is awesome. And
Connecticut.
Okay. So Connecticut. Yeah. What part of Connecticut?
Well, just outside Hartford.
Okay. Hartford,
Connecticut. I was born in Hartford.
That's the capital, right?
Yeah.
Look at me. I know capitals. I know. So, you were born in Connecticut, Hartford, and your parents, were they married? I'm guessing, yes. Yeah. And how long were they married?
Until they died.
Mm-hmm. And how long was that?
Well, at almost 71, I've outlived my parents or anyone in my family by 8 years.
But they were married for how long? Or they married. Do you know what year they married?
Okay, 50 to...
About 50.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sometime in 90. Oh, no, my mother. Okay. Mm-hmm. My father died in 89 and my mother died in 90.
Okay.
I bought my last house. Mm-hmm. So I remember it. Okay. So.
Okay.
Do the math.
Okay. All right.
So anyway.
So a little, about 50 years they were married. Okay. Good.
They were from 1950 to either 64 or 65, my mother was pregnant every year.
Okay. So how many siblings do you have?
Well, she gave birth to 8 kids.
Okay.
8. Wow.
So you have 8 siblings. Okay.
Every other year was either a miscarriage or pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then I remember after she died, a neighbor told me, when the pill came out, I don't care what the church is going to do to me. I'm not having another child.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow. You grew up Catholic? Was it Catholic?
Yeah.
Of course.
Irish Catholic.
Okay.
I'm recovering Catholic.
But as of today, would you say you're rooted in Catholicism?
Well, even the word catechism sends a shiver up my spine.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. No.
It's funny. I don't want to get into religion, but I remember going to my aunt's, someone's funeral that was in a Catholic church, and I'm looking at the priest. I have no idea who he is. I don't know anything about him. But why do I don't want to have anything to do with him?
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't abused or anything in one of in those scandals that the church had. But I just didn't like the philosophy or whatever the whole thing of
mm-hmm. Right.
You don't do exactly what we say, you're going to hell.
Wow.
But God is all loving and forgiving. But unless you don't, but you have to do what we say.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So now that we, kind of have like a background of how you grew up and where you grew up at, you went through a breakup. How long ago was your last breakup?
In my head or realistically? Because, you know, that's...
Can you tell me both realistically and in your head?
Well, I met... the last one I met 4 years ago at an Oscar party.
So you met this person 4 years ago, and how long were you with this person?
Well, we started seeing each other about 6 months later, and we're mm-hmm. on and off, and...
So y'all were on and off.
Because she had other... responsibilities of taking care of... an elderly gentleman that she knew mm-hmm. his place.
Is she a nurse?
No.
It's a
she
friend
just,
of hers?
No, just, yeah, someone she was looking for. From what I understand, she was looking for another roommate because roommate moved out. And this was a client, fitness trainer and all this stuff.
And she was looking after this person?
No. And he said, hey, you know, he heard that she was looking for a place and mm-hmm. or someone. He said, I'm... 92 years old. I shouldn't be living in this house alone. Mm-hmm. So she lived there, but she also has a boutique gym with her partner. Now she doesn't. You know, she used to be able to get there at 1:00. Then it became 2:00. Then 3:00. You know, the more time, not physical care, but taking care of the house, taking care of the his appointments and driving him around. Mm-hmm. And then the whole stress was too much for her with not having the time.
Right. I see. So she was kind of like a live-in assistant for this person.
Right, like personal assistant.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will say I've never felt more connected mm-hmm. with anyone. Of course, you're going to feel that at the time because that's mm-hmm. how you're feeling.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Did she feel that way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She did.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. and I always looked at it as when I would help her with things, take care of, you know, issues that she had. I said, I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for us. You know, mm-hmm. I always said there's three people in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, there's you, mm-hmm. there's me, yes. there's us.
Okay.
You are you. You know, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you're in, you still be you. Mm-hmm. You know, and then when we're together, it's us.
Right. You know? So you guys were on and off. You had a really strong connection, but y'all were on and off for how long was the relationship?
About 3 years, I think.
So it was kind of recent because you met 4 years ago. Yeah, so y'all broke up about a year ago.
I broke up and we saw each other again. Then she couldn't handle it and because she's always thought, she said, I can't make you happy. I said, I'm happy. What mm-hmm. I have to do to prove I'm happy? Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, my situation, I'm always trying to improve. You know, you know, she just thought that, you know, because she didn't have the time mm-hmm. for me that mm-hmm. she thought I was unhappy. No, it's not that. It's more that I wasn't getting the understanding when mm-hmm. I would express things. I wasn't looking, you know. And then, you know, of course, you see things a little clearer when you're away from it.
Right.
As far as, you know, always think. Sometimes I think that she was always looking for a way, an excuse to end this.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to
and
me.
And then sometimes mm-hmm. it sounded like every excuse to try to make it work from her too. You know, so, mm-hmm. But you know, it's just you know, she didn't understand. I'm saying, you know, you keep telling me everything I'm doing wrong, but don't just tell me what to do. Help me.
Yeah, right. Things, so she know, would consistently pick at things that you were doing wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And not even knowing, I mean, mm-hmm. my diet or this or that or exercise. I said, you have no idea what I'm doing. You don't ask me. You just, mm-hmm. you know, and so anyway.
You said she would mm-hmm. pick at your diet and your exercise?
Oh, yeah. And she didn't know what I was eating. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, I would, I ate better. Because she said, okay, I'll won't eat that, I'll eat this. Okay,
is this because she was a personal trainer or because yeah.
Oh, she's a personal trainer.
No, I figured if I'm with someone and that's vegetarian or going to dinner, vegan or vegetarian, I don't need to eat meat. You know, I'll just eat what they would like because I know that's going to be better for me.
Oh, so when you were away, you would eat whatever you want. You weren't eating like she would eat vegetarian.
No, most of the time I would.
Right, but every now and then, whenever you had a chance or you wanted something, you would eat whatever you wanted to. It wasn't like, you know, vegetarian.
A couple of things, yeah.
Okay, and did she take issue with that?
She had no idea.
So it was hidden from her.
No, it wasn't hidden. She just didn't know. She wasn't over at my place a lot.
So she didn't know what was going on, and she was saying that you were doing something that she shouldn't be doing without even knowing what was going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not so much that. It's okay, if you think I should be doing this better, then help me. Just don't just say that, well, I don't, you know, you're not doing that right. Well, okay.
Where's the support?
I guess I'm confused because whenever you say she's saying you're not doing something right, what is the something?
As far as exercise or
but diet. She doesn't know what you're doing.
Correct. Yes.
I guess I'm confused.
It was just an easy way for her to just,
yeah,
I don't know,
pick at you.
It just seems like she might have not been as loving in this relationship as you were, is what it sounds like to me. Because like you said, if you really care about someone, you will try to help them you know.
When she was in sync, she was very, very much, very, very, very much there. Mm-hmm. But then when other things got to her, she just, you know, just the stress of not being able to. She was also an international samba, salsa, ballroom dancer and all that. Didn't have the time to do that. And so I can't, you know, I wanted to compete in England, and now you know, she's like 55.
She was 55? So it's about 15-20 year age gap between you two?
It was 15.
Okay, 15 year age gap. So
at
she.
The time, yeah. And so she would say, now I know she always wanted to go to England and compete for the things, but she knows that she's not getting too old to do that. Mm hmm. And so I think that she felt like she was, because she said dancing was her life, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think that frustration right there, mm-hmm. and it wasn't me, obviously, keeping her from that.
Right.
You know, it's okay. Let's find a way to do that.
Oh.
You know, everything. I was okay. Let's find a way to get this. What, you know, whatever mm-hmm. the issue was, whatever she wanted. Mm-hmm. Okay, my first response: let's find a way.
Yeah. And she was not into it?
No, it's just that, you know, on some things that she needed help with, very much so. Okay, help me with this. But then, but my whole thing, you know, like I said, if she said, I was always trying to find a way to make things better, but she would just find just the stress of everything else. And who do you dump on? The person closest to you, you know?
So she would dump on you?
I mean, no, of course she wouldn't say that because she...
But you felt like that is, I guess, I'm asking
now. Yeah, I did. Yes, of course. Yes.
And this happened the whole 3 years?
Well, on and off. We were on and off. And I think the first year and a half was...
The first year and a half was good?
Oh, yeah.
It was good. Yeah. And then you that's when y'all broke up was after the first break was in a year and a half.
I think so. I'm mm-hmm. not exactly sure.
I'm like around that time.
A year and a half to two, but it was.
Was it a fight or something?
No, just, you know.
She was just like, I don't want to.
Things and, you know, just time, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always made myself available for whenever and wherever I can meet with her, even if it's just to help her do the groceries shopping. Right. You know, okay, I'll meet you there and we'll just do it, you know. And yeah, things like that. I always, you know, but
did you have dates? Did you date a lot as well as?
Oh yeah, we couldn't.
You couldn't?
No, not couldn't. I'm saying we, not even once a week. Maybe a couple times a month is when we would go out and be. Yeah, and
okay, so like about twice a month.
Yeah, okay. I think so. But like I said, I put every bit of me
with this person,
my soul, my emotions, my mm-hmm. physical, finance, everything I had. Let's build this thing together,
right?
That's what was mm-hmm. yeah, for no reason. Mm-hmm.
You said for no reason, boom,
because there was no reason given to me,
right?
Know,
okay,
I knew it was, you know, she's frustrated. Oh, no, I'm not, I'm in control of my life. She goes, yeah, but
when
who is
when you say there was. no reason given to you. The reason I thought was because she didn't have time and she felt like it was inconvenient is what it sounded like.
Well, you know? She did say, you know, I don't have the time. And I right. told you I didn't have the time. And I'm not looking for you to see, you know, but mm-hmm. I said, when you can't even take a phone call once a
yeah,
week.
Yeah. I
have a phone call, you know.
It feels, it just sounds like from what you're saying, it sounds like this person just felt an inconvenience at times when it came to this particular relationship yeah. because, you know, it was like anything she found, it mm-hmm. seems yeah. like it was like, okay, that one more thing and I'm done. And mm-hmm. boom, that one thing happens and she's out is what yeah. it sounds like. Yeah. And then you get back together. And I don't know. How do you get back together? Because you were off and on. So how does the get back happen?
Just start talking, go see people, go, you know, just meet up somewhere. And mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And was it the same the second time, like after, you know, because when you first met, there were
every time was devastating. It doesn't matter how.
No,
you
I mean, was it the same it's a connection? Meaning that were you
to
able
me,
to?
Yeah. So I
every
feel,
single
I,
time,
I throw myself into it 100%.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Without any hesitation after breaking up with you like that.
It sounds like she was not in 100%.
Yeah.
She was called wiggly, squirmy.
Yes. Because if that was the case, it wouldn't be so easy to call and say, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I would think. But
I think, like you said, Mahogany, you were the really loving one. And she was the one that was really sort of the, wanted to be a free bird, you know? Mm-hmm. She was very flighty.
Yeah.
It's of course she wouldn't think she was at all.
Really?
You know. And you wouldn't hold grudges. No. You mm-hmm. didn't you're not no. the type to hold grudges. No. But you'd always take her back.
Oh, let's fix it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't mm-hmm. that she took her back. It wasn't like she came to me and said, it's just, you know, sometimes okay, let's get together or should I say the whole thing, take me back. No, it wasn't mm-hmm. anything like that at all.
Right. And so y'all have been apart for a year now. And what was the final, like, how did it get to this point where it's like, okay, we're not going back?
The first time we went out, she mm-hmm. told me about her situation taking care of it. Mm-hmm. And even though she wasn't really had to take physical care and it wasn't, but I told her about, because my experience taking care of my late wife, and mm-hmm. I knew that. I said to her, as long as he's still living in that house, you're not leaving him, because mm-hmm. he will go right downhill and you will regret it for the rest of your life. And I don't want to be a part of that mm-hmm. regret. You know.
Did you ever meet this person?
No.
You never met him?
No.
You never been to her house ever in 3 years?
Okay. No.
Okay.
She
that's.
She was just. Didn't
that's
want him.
I
know she didn't want him to get off.
I know.
Everyone says it sounds strange.
It does sound strange because to be with someone, especially because he's a elderly gentleman, he's 92 and she's, you know, 55, and you're not allowed to come see your girlfriend at her home is kind of a. I mean, did it feel strange to you?
Yeah, but.
But was she calling you herself her girlfriend, and you were boyfriend?
How was it? I'm trying to. We both said that emotionally, mm-hmm. we were emotionally we were married, mm-hmm. you know, because that's how and she felt the same way as far as you know mm-hmm. that it's me and
interesting.
You know,
she
yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know how long that lasted. Looking back, I really don't know what happened and all that stuff. You know.
Okay. Yeah, that's.
I just hate those sleepless nights when you just can't get that stuff out of your head.
Well, how long has it been now since you've not?
Oh, almost, I don't know. Oh, definitely over 6 months, but maybe a year now.
Yeah, almost a year now, he said. You've been broken up for that time. Is that how long it's been since you've spoken to this person, or do y'all still speak?
Oh, she, every so often she'll send me a little message.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, it's like she's, you know, it would piss me off, though, when I would send her a message of things I'm feeling. Oh, you're always playing the victim, she says, you know. Mm. well, that's showing how much of a caring person you are, you know.
She said you were playing the victim?
Playing the victim.
What would you do to make her say something like that?
Well, no, just when
or
I
why would
say,
she think something? Not that she would do anything, but, like, where would this accusation come from? You're playing victim.
Because I would explain, try to explain. Mm-hmm. In a very, you know, very nice way of what I was feeling, of how I felt things went and everything else. And,
yeah.
You know, and she just, you know, but then after, I said, like, yeah, there's no talking to, you know, no reasoning.
Not right.
She was deflecting by calling you a victim from her stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just a really tough situation to have, because it sounds like every time y'all went through a breakup, it was her that was breaking up with you. And when I think about it now, it's like, if she was to come back today, would you be like, okay?
I was just thinking that as a no.
You would not?
No. I don't think I would trust it.
You don't think so?
No.
Because, you know, every time before, like you said, you would throw yourself into it. So there's something that would give you that pullback. So is it gone?
No, I wasn't looking for anyone else to fill. And the last thing, even though I'm not a basketball player, I was a great rebounder in younger years. Mm-hmm. I would rebound from one to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
I'm just saying. And I said, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to put anyone else through this shit. You know.
You're not going to put
anyone else through what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, it did a number on my...
Your heart.
Not just that, but my own self-esteem or my self-worth and things like that. You know, mm-hmm. She said anything like that, but just, you know.
Yeah, I bet it does. Like, no one to go into something and it's like someone, it's like a game of yo-yo. You're like back and forth and back and forth after a while.
In September, I moved into an apartment by myself. Mm-hmm. My confidence. And my
shot up. It's a nice place. It's in a nice area.
Yeah.
I like that area. Yeah.
It's nice.
Did you have any physical results of the breakup? Anything happen in your body? Did you feel any besides hurt in your heart, you know?
No, an interesting thing, though. I remember, was it last year at this time?
Not being able to sleep.
Not be able to sleep. Definitely not be able
to sleep. You weren't able to sleep?
Oh, yeah.
For how long?
I don't know, mine just race. Mm-hmm.
How long did that go on?
I don't know.
Don't know?
Yeah, maybe.
Is it still doing it right now?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know. The only thing keeping me up now is, you know, I need my new hip done.
Yeah.
But I had something good to say. What was I going to say?
I was asking you.
Here it is. It had to be, I don't think it was 2 years ago. I think it was a year ago.
What happened a year ago?
God, I know it was in April, but I don't think it was this last April. Maybe it was to April. Anyway, we're on the outs. And I was at a, back up to after when I gave my kidney to someone in 2007 at Hartford Hospital. Yeah, the lady got my kidney.
Yeah.
You know about that.
But you didn't know her back then.
No. But what I'm saying, I had a massive bowel obstruction after the kidney donation.
Mm. Then when I did
the liver donation, I wanted to make sure that didn't happen. So it was good.
Wait, you donated your kidney and your liver?
Mm-hmm. A little baby got my...
He's such a good person.
I thought we only have one liver and two kidneys.
No, there's two lobes.
Oh, yes.
I'm not a real doctor. I just play one on television.
Right.
And then, but there's two lobes to your liver. And so they took the small lobe. Aww. And each lobe has its own plumbing in and out. And they gave it to the little baby. So I had a massive bowel obstruction. So very, you know. And then 10 years to the day, I was here, but I was back in Connecticut at my house. I still have my house there. I had one again.
Oh, wow. After the liver.
No. But that was, 10 years after the kidney. But the liver was a year and two and a half years after. But it was, it's coming up to now.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one. But they didn't operate. Then before they had to cut me open, take out my bowels, and fix them and stuff them back in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The painful, really, really painful part was months of it settling back in. You know, we'd be talking. I'd go, wait a minute. Okay, let's go. You know, and then but it was but so then I had one again. And that was just happened to be back in Connecticut. So I went to Hartford Hospital, and it was a Sunday night, like at 10 o'clock. And the doctor that came in the morning, she remembered me from the transplant team.
Yeah.
So anyway, a couple years later, ago, I think it was April.
Maybe April of, oh no.
I don't think it was April of last year. I think
yeah.
It was April of
2022.
Mm-hmm. We're on the outs.
Yeah.
And I'm, I was at a, I was a presenter at a film festival down in Palos Verdes area. Mm-hmm. And then with the party afterwards, and I knew something was wrong. And because the night before I was at somewhere else, I couldn't, it wasn't eating right. You know, I wasn't vomiting or anything. It's just something. And I had a partial. I could feel something's wrong, and I'm going to. Here I am in my tux. Mm-hmm. I'm coming back up 405. I'm saying I gotta get to the VA hospital.
Yeah,
you know I gotta get there. Just because my stomach's expanding now. If I had undone my trouser, then it would have been probably less painful. But I wasn't thinking it. So I said, no, I'm not going to the VA hospital with a tux on. I'm going home and changing. And she just happened to text me mm-hmm. something. This is like midnight or something. And I said, and at that time, I said, I changed. Okay, I'm just going to lay down. Mm-hmm. And she texted me. I think I'm having another bowel obstruction. I don't feel well, but I think I'm just going to lay down. And she said, no. And she encouraged me to go mm-hmm. to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, put the pump, the tube down, pumped me out, and said, no, you, if you had gone to sleep, you probably wouldn't have woken up. A lot of people die of bowel obstructions.
Oh, wow. So you ended up going to the hospital? So
she, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they put the tube down and said, it's a good thing you came in, blah, blah, blah. And, mm-hmm. and the best time to go to the emergency room at the VA. Mm-hmm. is Sunday night at 2 a.m. because nobody's there. And they don't get the gangbangers in there, you know. So it's
right.
Said all the as interesting, had all the attention. That,
did she follow up with you and say,
well,
what
actually,
are you doing?
Yeah, she
so she told you to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And okay.
Then, and then a couple days later she came over. and then she wasn't, she's very, very concerned and everything, but I think what has, I think she's was scared of the type of person I am as far as putting myself at risk to help because I was a firefighter too. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I remember we were at sitting somewhere South Beach area, whatever, and along a rock jetty, you know, and there's this kid, you know, walking along, his parents are there, and mm-hmm. I said, you know, if he falls in, you know, I'm going to jump in. And that's, I could see in her eyes, that scared her, mm-hmm. you know, something like that. So,
wow, that's deep what you just said, because I know how that feels, like, as a woman. I know how it feels to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to take care of this man. Like,
well, that's because, you know, because she did, you know, she did say to a friend of hers told me that she said, I will never take care of another person again because it's all the time that this one has taken mm-hmm. up in her life.
Yeah.
She said she feels that she's lost so much of her life because of it.
I bet, absolutely. Yeah. And you wanna know something? It makes me question, do you think they were ever in any sort of relationship because of this?
No. You know,
mm-hmm.
No. Knowing her the way I do, even her good friends don't think anything.
You know, okay. Interesting.
But when she came over after I got back from the hospital, she seemed, you know, she wasn't, she's kind of softly lecturing me mm-hmm. on that, you know, God gave you these parts. You shouldn't be giving anything away. You shouldn't be, you know, you need all your blood, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think all that stuff scared her and, you know, doesn't look at the good side of, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. these people are alive. They wouldn't have lasted another week. Or the baby wouldn't have lasted another week. The lady, probably, she didn't think she was going to last another month.
Mm-hmm. So she wasn't in harmony with your heart to give what you had. There was definitely a divide.
And like I said earlier, I give blood every month, platelets 1 month, and then whole blood on the other month. And mm-hmm. and for me, it rejuvenates
Yeah.
I rejuvenate my blood.
That's you know, who you are. You give.
Yeah, yeah. You're a giver. But it's, she just was not, you know, well, open. Yeah, I think they say there's somebody for everybody, but I don't think that this was your person. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, because, no, I know that.
Yeah.
I do have a major person of interest.
Yeah, who?
Who?
Yes. Oh, we're not going to know.
No.
Do I know this person? Oh, maybe no, I know. No,
we don't have to say their name.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You know what? We don't have to say this person's name.
I did bring her to the commander's ball two years ago.
Okay. Wait, so 2 years ago you were in a relationship with this person?
No.
Oh, y'all, this was an off?
Two commander's balls ago, you know, so.
This is when you were on
a year and a half period. Or whatever. No, I wasn't enough. So I brought it to the, you know. Because this person I've known on and off. That's for a while, even before.
The Commander's Ball in 2022. This was before.
Or 2021.
Yeah. No,
well, two Commander Balls ago. There was the last one and then maybe the one before that one.
It was definitely an off period.
Okay. So y'all, but y'all.
No, I just brought her, you know, and I have known her for a while.
Okay.
And, it, you know, and whenever I've been seeing her anywhere, I take her out, you know, and just felt really, really, really comfortable.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I'm curious on how you got through the breakup. Like, after the breakup, was it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You don't remember anything?
No, I don't. I don't know how it happened. I mean, I don't know. Just keep going and going. I mean,
so did you just put it out of your head?
I've told you this. And I'm not ashamed to say it now, that if I had a firearm, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be here.
If you had a firearm?
Three times in my life, and they're all because of, it's nothing to do with military service or anything like that, PTSD or anything.
It was just a heartbreak.
It's three relationships that were really super intense for me.
Because you feel it in your heart, and when it's gone, it feels like such a loss. You'd rather
pain, that's the worst pain ever. Mm-hmm. And believe me, you know, I have to get up every 2 hours because of this.
Hip?
My hip.
Mm-hmm. And the hip doesn't hurt when you're having sex, is what you said.
Okay.
No, that's what you told me. But seriously,
I was at the doctor last week.
But the pain. No, wait. We can't do the doctor story. We're gonna one thing at a time. So you were saying that the pain is so bad that you wouldn't be here anymore. And is that every time you broke up with this person? Three times you felt this way. You would go through this?
I think twice. I felt it twice. I know. Twice. Well, I don't know if each one was as intense. You know.
With this individual?
Yeah.
Can we call this person Pam just for the heck of it? Because I keep saying this individual with Pam. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's give her a name.
Pam.
Pam was making you feel this way. And you went back again and then happened again. Like that's a lot, Harry, when you think about it, to not want to be with us anymore.
I know.
I probably would stay away from this person, but that's just me.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for your health.
I never gave up hope, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Were you in love with her?
Oh, yes, of course.
And she knew you were in love with her?
Of course, and she was.
Was she in love with you?
But when, like I said, I really do think it's the other pressures of everything else that she didn't know how to handle it.
Didn't know how to handle loving you.
Correct. Exactly. Even though she claimed she's a very spiritual
and she would say she loved you.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Definitely.
So y'all were always, we love each other.
But the other pressures and everything else were more dominant to her.
When you say the pressures, I'm just like.
Well, it's within herself that she's not, because she made this commitment to take care of this gentleman and his house and everything. That she can't do what she really wanted to do.
Okay. Is this gentleman poor? Is he a poor man?
No.
Because if she was to leave, this is a thing that people will figure out a situation when they're put in a situation, meaning that if she left, he wouldn't be, you know, gone to the sea to die. Yeah. Like he would just call someone else to come in and he would take over. I mean, someone would fill in her spot.
He had become like her American dad. She's from Brazil.
That's her dad.
Yeah.
Okay. So he has.
And I know the way she talked it from the first time. I said, I know you can't leave him because he'll go right downhill. he'll lose his
willingness
to go on and all that.
Well, she didn't have a romantic relationship with him. She definitely had a relationship that was about the caretaking of him emotionally. And
emotional for father.
But that's still
type.
A relationship. Yeah. Yeah.
That's very interesting, because I would think that if that's her American dad, I have someone that's like a father figure to me, and they wouldn't mind meeting the person I was dating.
Exactly.
They wouldn't have an issue with it. They would be like, yeah, bring them over. Let's have dinner. We would like, it just seems very, not very dad-ish.
This is strange. Yes, it does appear strange, but it doesn't.
I'm not going to say it appears strange. What I'm saying is that for her to to have that comparison, that it's like a father figure in a way, but for this person to be causing what you're saying, it sounds like she just was like, I don't want to say a slave to this person, but she felt like she couldn't do anything in life because she had to be in this situation with this person at all times. Is kind
Something she volunteered to do, though. She willingly did that. There wasn't something she had to do. She made those choices.
No, not getting paid just to.
Okay. She's getting paid in free rent. So it's like she's an in-home caretaker.
And the garage is where she stored all her stuff, so she had to.
Okay, so she had a storage space in addition to that. Yeah. So, okay.
She was benefiting, and so was he.
Yes.
Right.
But, but the important part is what you asked me earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no. Mm-hmm. If she came and said, let's get, I would see her, but I wouldn't put any hopes on anything. No.
She's not where you are in the heart.
No.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Especially when it comes to,
I know it'd be tough not to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because it's a, I mean, that's a feeling that's
take a lot of self control on your part.
Right. Yeah. I mean, saying what you're saying, you sound so sure with it right now. You know, when you're like, you know, you wouldn't, but it's like you. Sometimes people say they never know what they're going to do until they're actually put in the situation.
Yes, but I know that she wouldn't come out and say, you know, she wouldn't have this realization of, I'm so sorry. That she would never say she's sorry about anything, because she felt she was 100% right in every single thing she said and did.
That's annoying.
You know?
I mean, let me just tell you, like, that's just, listen, God bless you for being able to handle something like that, because I'm, it's not only that, it's you don't see the value in me as a person to know that it hurts me or it makes me feel some kind of way when you don't let me know that you apologize for hurting me the way that you hurt me, then it's kind of like you're above that.
Play the victim,
And you play the victim on top of that. It's like, what is happening here? That's, you know, I want the best for you. So I hope that, you know, you have your boundaries. Boundaries are really important, especially when it comes to relationships. And it sounds like, is that you? Good. Thank you. I appreciate you. Phones off, please.
I'm sorry.
But I think boundaries are really important in relationships. And it just seems like she didn't respect yours in a certain kind of way. And when I say she didn't respect him, like, you're a victim. Like, that's kind of like, hey, why are you saying these things to me?
I think it's a way of distancing herself from responsibility, or saying that didn't want to handle it.
Disassociating. And could you feel every time she was about to break up with you, could you feel it coming, looming over you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, sometimes I felt like she was looking every excuse to leave.
Wow.
And then again, I would think that she's trying to find every excuse to stay also. So
That's called double messages. It's not fair to the person that has the heart involved, because she's saying one thing, doing another, doing one thing, saying something else. And it keeps you hanging on.
Right.
Yeah, but.
But you made a choice to stay.
No, that's just my, I chose to.
Because you cared for her.
Mm-hmm. But this also, it's not that people say, why are you still single after. Yeah, my wife died in 97.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was 27 years ago. Why are you still single? So not that,
right now they ask you after you just got out of your relationship?
Why not?
Well, all the time. Yeah, why are you still single? And it's not that that nobody wants me. It's just that the people I want don't want me.
And that tells me, are you putting yourself in front of people who don't appreciate you?
Mm-hmm.
For who you are, the good, loving person.
No, I'm not. No, not now.
not now.
Amen.
But prior, do you feel like this might have been that situation?
No, I mean, I you know, I can't really go back and really analyze it, like, because, you know, I just knew what I felt and what I wanted to keep, you know, to, and because of that, and because I felt that it was the same. But sometimes I remember just looking into her eyes, and it's like looking into her soul. Mm. You know, there's a connection was just there, you know.
Well, that's really permeable, and everybody can relate to that. But was there a side of you that felt like, men will do this sometimes, mostly more than women, but did you feel like there was a challenge that she presented to you that you wanted to have?
Really?
No, I don't have challenges. At this age, you know, that's why.
But was she, it wasn't easy, though, this relationship.
Right. That is what you want, but that's not what this was.
Yeah, this was challenge after challenge.
That was not what this was. It didn't seem like it was.
I was willing to wait and wait.
Okay. It was waiting. You were playing a waiting game.
Yeah.
And what were you waiting for?
Well, obviously, I knew nothing would get better, or we wouldn't move forward as long as she was still as long as he was still living in that house. Whether alive or in a home or something, because as long as, because that means she would be taking care of him, and he would go right downhill, you know. So I knew as long as that was, and he's still around.
Right, and, but still the question stands, what were you waiting for?
I knew if, I knew if once I got certain things straightened out for myself too, things would be better, and, I think it would have been much better if it was now in my own place, you know, with no one else.
Oh, like, did you not have your own place before?
No. One time I was, a couple people, different times I had roommates when I was helping with their business. So I had stayed.
Oh, there. Okay.
And then for 6 months I was a caretaker for someone.
Oh, I see. You know, I see. Okay. So you always lived with someone during this relationship.
Because it was a woman. That, you know, she didn't like that, and, you know.
The person you were taking care of?
Yeah.
Didn't like that you had a girlfriend?
No. My girlfriend didn't like that.
That you?
Yeah, she was like mid-40s. And the woman that I was taking care of, she was, there's issues. And IHSS, you know, social services, you know, is a provider. And I was the only person that she trusted, and. So anyway,
I'm having difficulties understanding, or I want to make sure I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
So she's a caretaker and you were a caretaker, but she had an issue with the person you were taking care of?
Oh, yeah, because.
Okay. I'm just making sure that's what you were saying.
That person was like 10 years younger than her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she felt threatened.
Well, did you
thought that I was just banging?
Did
all
she
the time.
Did yeah. she explain why she didn't like you taking care of this person?
No,
she just said, "I don't like you taking care of this person."
The thing is, it's you know, she would. That's it was really hypocritical a lot of it because she
let me just tell you if you can hear what I'm hearing.
I know, because you can hear what I'm hearing right now. Many of the things that she would knock me down for. It's exactly the way what she's doing.
Yeah. She's establishing control. You know, she likes to control things.
So,
did you feel controlled in this relationship?
Oh, I wasn't. I couldn't. I had to wait until she. No, she didn't say this.
She
said I had to wait until she said we can call, but. She never answered the phone. If I called, then you know, I said I don't answer. Expect you to every time.
Mm-hmm.
You're busy, but you know, I would like to at least talk to you at least, you know, once every other day, not just once a week sometime. And you know,
so
anyway,
like,
it was, yeah.
So she was withholding sometimes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Know?
Yeah.
And that's what might hurt the relationship even before the breakup. It was the withholding.
But I'm, oh yeah, it sucked, big time.
Yeah,
but I feel like I'm better than ever. You know, I mean, Mahogany has been out to events that I've been to.
Yeah, I mean, you are. Listen, this man is a Hollywood socialite. This man is at every Emmy party, every Grammy party, every Oscar party, every you name it. You're at the party.
I didn't
party.
Come out here to sit home and watch television.
You didn't what? Say it again.
I didn't come out here 9 years ago to sit home and watch television.
You're right. Exactly. No, so
if there's something going on, I get invited to. You never know who you're going to meet.
And it's, absolutely.
And I have made a lot of really nice friends since I've been here, mm-hmm. and much more active. And my life is much more active here than it ever was back in Connecticut. I had my house for 30 years, you know, and I was a part of the town. I was a volunteer firefighter in my town. I was very much part of the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, but this is just, you know, there's much, much more activeness for me.
Yeah.
Person and
good for you.
Growth for me.
Mm. Well, how do you think you've grown? In what way? You hope.
I hope.
You hope you've grown.
Yes.
But you don't know?
Yes, I have. But, you know, okay, 5-6 years ago, whatever, maybe seven, I can't. I remember I was at an event at the Sofitel, and
yeah.
I'm talking to a guy, his wife is, I knew his wife, she's going to get a picture taken. And I'm talking to him. He just happened to be a psychologist. And we're talking about what brought me out here was the organ donation things and all that. So
organ donation brought you to LA?
Oh yeah, because I helped someone. I was helping someone who was giving a kidney to someone.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. I thought you came out here before that.
You know, in 2015.
Okay.
And I figured, okay, help her for a week, and I'll give myself 2 weeks because I'm all, you know, I've worked for myself since 1980, so. And I modeled a bit between New York and mm-hmm. Boston.
Oh, you're a model. Oh, yeah. I see that. Oh. Are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing? Okay.
That's blue eyes.
Right.
Blue sweater.
I'm going to pull up my Ralph Lauren picture.
No, not the Ralph Lauren.
We believe it. You don't have to convince us.
Then, not Ralph Lauren.
When I was 30. Anyway, so I figured, okay, I'll give a week with her and 2 weeks to see what I could find. And you know, I'll put a composite sheet together. Mm-hmm. And I made connections with people who I had already connected with on Facebook with no thoughts of even coming out here when I did that. So, let me see who's here. And, you know, I want to meet people. And
yes, I remember. I remember. You had a friend here.
But mm-hmm. no, there were many people, like, you know, connected with, but no one, but nothing really developed until the day before I left. Mm. Had lunch with a lady. And she said, "Oh, I'll find you agents." And I came back less than 2 months later, and stayed at her place, her apartment in Beverly Hills. And she
found you an agent.
Yeah, we worked on it. And, mm-hmm. But I wasn't prepared at all to do anything.
So right.
If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here.
And this a romantic relationship or no?
We tried to, but she lived by herself for so long, and you know.
You tried to.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what it means when you try to. I don't know how trying works with. I've never either I'm in or I'm out.
If it doesn't develop, yeah, you know, we try. You know, doing we're there.
You went on dates?
Oh no! Yeah. Okay. It was a one bedroom apartment.
Okay.
And you know.
And you lived there for a little while.
From April till for the rest of the year, 8 months.
Okay, yeah. So from April to December. And then what happened? She put you out? Did she put you out?
No.
You got put out?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just making sure.
No, I put out. Okay.
No.
You said what? What did you say? He put out. Yeah. You put out.
Well, you weren't on the couch, obviously, in this one bedroom.
No.
Right. And, I see what's going on. Okay. Yeah. I see. No, I get it. You tried.
I got hurt back in the business because she used to. She was SAG and all that, and did some movies back in the mm-hmm. 70s and all. Okay. She was a former bunny.
Mm. Oh, and, wow. The bunnies.
She was,
the bunny hop.
She's very attractive, obviously. Yeah.
She's
still is.
Nice. She was a sister, and she knew what
you like the sisters. You like the
that's right.
You're okay.
Let me stop.
Not.
That's how I got you here today. Just let me stop.
She was cool, but sometimes she was just too cool. You know, because she lived by herself for so long and just.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, set in her ways?
Yeah, of course, probably. Of course, anytime she needed help with anything, I'd be right there. Because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here.
We love men like that.
And now she's working with an agent with me to as a manager again and trying to get things going. But this thing needing a hip has really put everything back.
Right.
But you know, I said, you know, I'm just going to manage the damn pain and just get going because you know, I could see how people with pain, how they become so sedentary,
debilitating.
Yeah, it just don't feel like doing anything and just the drain and you sit there.
Yeah.
I stepped on my scale a month or so ago and it laughed at me. You know, just.
What did the scale say to you?
15 pounds. Ha ha ha.
You gained 15 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. But you
look great. It's the fight that we're all struggling through. Anyway.
But we want that. Extra cushion when we get older, doctors particularly, you know, to me.
But if you took that height to weight scale chart, I am extremely overweight.
What?
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
You look real.
5'10 and 100 on 190.
You wear it very well. Yeah. I'm like, I cannot believe you're overweight.
If I was 5 more pounds, I'd be in the obese category.
5 more pounds, you're obese.
Yes, yes.
What?
It must all be in your shoulders.
Before we need to talk about something right now because I'm 5'7", and you seem like you're way taller than 5'10". And so I need to know, are you wearing like those little stilts to make yourself taller?
No. Okay, no, but no.
You don't come out. Are you sure you're
shoes? Whatever. I probably have another inch. Okay. But I'm on my size chart. I put 5'11" for them because you know.
Oh, you size up. I don't like when men size up. It's horrible. Don't do that. At least don't do that to women on dating sites. I don't know any dating site, but they be like sizing up. I don't like it when a man sizes up. If you're 5'7", tell me you're 5'7", so we can.
I've been through a war and a couple wives. Nothing scares me, but that scares me.
What?
Dating sites. I can't do it.
You've never been on a dating site? Never.
I could not.
Okay, listen, you don't have to be on a site.
In the past, I've looked through it. This seems out there. Let's see.
Where did you meet this woman? Where did you meet Pam? Where did you meet Pam?
Pam. And I said at an Oscar party.
Oh, you met her at an Oscar party. Okay, yeah. And what was she? Was she dancing, or she was just there as a guest?
She was helping. Her friend was helping to put this party together.
Okay.
And she told her to come and you know help her out a little.
So she was helping her friend put an Oscar party together. Yeah. Where was the party at?
It was one of Su Wong's parties.
So. Oh, Su Wong. Okay, yeah. I love it. Su Wong. I don't know who that is. You know Su Wong?
I don't.
Su Wong.
But she has Oscar parties.
Designer. She had a party and...
You hit on her?
My friend was helping with other people who run different parts of the party. You know, of course, there are... It's not just a viewing party, but a fashion show and silent auctions and all that stuff. You know?
Right.
So, and she asked Pam to come along and, you know, and help. And so we just met, you know.
So and, she and came so and
I
helped.
Was, I was the only guy all night, she told me later, that she met that didn't hover over her. Mm. You know, so you know, you got things. You know, just.
I need to see this Pam because
you took a relaxed approach with her that she
liked. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't, you know, I felt right away. We got this. This is neat.
You know? You felt chemistry.
Oh yes, yes. But
the moment you laid eyes on her,
not real strong. You know, okay. When we went out again, the next time we went out.
So you asked her out that night, or how did contact exchange? What happened?
We exchanged text messages and all
that night.
And
so then, asked for whose number? Did you say, hey, give me your number?
I'm not sure if I did that or gave her my card. I think she
you had your card. Okay.
I always have my card.
Okay. You know. Okay. Excuse me. Okay.
So anyway.
So you exchanged numbers.
I don't know.
And then you said, let me take you out on a date?
No, later on. It's funny because that was 2020. Mm-hmm. That's when everything started to shut down, right after that.
So you met her in 2020?
Just before everything started to shut down.
Mm.
Yes.
So like, wow. And then
one of those times I went back to Connecticut for a month or so, and then I came back, and I was in between places, you know, didn't know where I was. I was leaving one place I was at.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, I'm just going to put stuff in storage and go to back to Connecticut for a while. When I get back, I'll figure out where I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
and this is how long after you met this woman that you made that decision to put everything in storage?
No, I did. I made the decision.
I know. How long did you make that decision after you met her? So you met her and then you made this decision.
March to Oscars in June is when I
went Oh, back. So I went 3 months. Y'all had been talking for 3 months, kind of.
Not much. Okay. Not much. It wasn't until I actually went back to Connecticut. I would just leave text messages and then when I came back. So we really, it was September when we really started. To meet first.
Okay.
So
get the timeline down, y'all met in like March area around the Oscars, and yeah. then y'all started to, because this is during COVID, right?
Yeah.
So you're in Connecticut, you know, and for this 3 month period or up until September, y'all were talking months. And y'all were like saying like yeah. lovey-dovey stuff, like, ooh, I can't wait to get back No lovey-dovey. Let me just take you out when I get back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In September, and then boom. Just exploded.
You took her out that night, and what happened?
Just exploded.
Fireworks.
What exploded?
The chemistry.
Where'd you take her? Where'd y'all go? Because it's COVID. I'm like, where'd you go in September?
Yeah.
Just a little. I mean, the place is open. Playing place is open.
Really?
Yeah.
It was lockdown.
No.
No? Not for you. You can open up any door, Harry, I'm sure.
So get a private chef hired.
I know. Were you at Nobu? You took her to Nobu?
Table for two outside.
Because if you're taking people to Nobu, we need to talk
about that. Nobu. I've never been there. I'd love to go.
Nobu's
Where great. Is that? Is that in Malibu?
It's far.
Is that Malibu?
I think so. Okay. I don't know. I haven't been
I'm pretty sure they have two locations.
They have more than one.
Especially now. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big dinner person.
You're not a dinner person. I mean, Are you a breakfast person?
No.
You're not?
So I'm not a big dinner person. Big meals don't turn me, don't excite me at all.
Oh, no, it's not a big meal. Trust me. It's a small meal at that place, but anyway.
I mean, but if you wanted to, let's say we had something going on, if you wanted to, of course, let's go. You know, of course. We'll find a way to go.
Okay.
And, but it's not good. There's a friend of mine that he tries to impress.
Oh God! One of those.
I'm gonna take her there. I'm gonna take this one there. And said,
I said, if he's, but then
he complains. Mm. I said, yeah, because you go after girls and not women.
Mm, tell him.
You know, the mentality you're going after of girls.
Mm-hmm. How old is his friend?
52, 53.
Well, he should know better by now.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he does it. No, you want to know something? No, they don't know any better. I went out with a guy. He was like 50. He was a scuba instructor in Redondo Beach. And apparently people canceled the session the day we went out. And he kept talking about it. And then I realized that he kept telling me they canceled the session because he didn't have the $50 to pay for the date. And I'm like, you're kind of old to be not knowing like, hey, we should reschedule. But listen, stay away from those scuba divers in Redondo Beach or 49 feet. Say no.
You're the diver.
He's not the diver.
The diver. I'm.
You love your mother. This person had issues with their moms. It was a whole thing. It was a red
intense.
Flag.
That's intense.
It's a red flag. It was a red flag.
It's funny. It just popped into my head. When things come here, I'm going to talk about bros. It's going to be gone.
What happened?
We'll catch it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said before that I don't want to be involved with someone under 60.
Mm. Good for you.
Because I don't want to go through that menopause again.
Oh,
God, I've been through
But she was 55.
I'm saying.
That was part of the problem.
But then.
She
didn't think she was going. I could see she was going through it, yeah.
Oh.
And then I said, I don't want to be under anyone under 50. And then I would see, at least in the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound like an ass here, but. Some women in their 40s and 30s. There's a couple women in their mid 30s asked me out to go out and yeah. world. And so one of them says, no, I don't have daddy issues. I call it caring for the elderly.
There's nothing wrong with caring.
It's one way.
So, Harry, let me ask you, is love different? How? I'm sure it is different in your 30s than it is in your 70s. How over the years have you seen the way you love for or your relationships are different from then to now?
I don't know, because I know I've always put, okay, I did not have a loving relationship in my family when I grew up. It was all survival.
We grew really?
Up with nine people in a house smaller than I had by myself. Nine. I had 2.5 baths, and we had one tiny, tiny bathroom for nine people. I would always make sure I took my shower at the high school. I'd get in there early and go to the gym. And
Wow.
And I was always involved.
That's intense. Yeah.
Anyway, so, no. And
and all the boys shared one room and the girls shared another?
No, just me and my brother. And then and there were two rooms at the other. There were five sisters, you know, which three are left. And my brother's gone, too. Mm-hmm. You know, so my mother gave birth to four children within 24 months.
Wow, they'll do a lot.
So you have
to
twins.
You.
Is it twins?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's unless it's
July 51, a daughter that has spinal bifida, and didn't know much. So, from what I understand, no one really said anything. You know, I think November, from July to November, and then died. Then May 52, a brother and a girl, a boy. Mm-hmm. And then June 53, me. Mm-hmm. So then, and then nothing till 4 years later, then gone. Mm-hmm. The youngest is 11 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. But so she had three of us in diapers at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. She had eight kids, and that's 10 years of diapers, because every kid stays in diapers at least 2 years.
Yeah,
that's 10 years.
Yeah.
Probably longer than that. She probably stretched it out a little bit.
So she, over the time from the first ones to, so there was 12 years difference from the oldest that stayed and to the youngest. So, I remember changing diapers. And
you changed diapers, yeah.
And I remember.
You helped out.
I remember those before Pampers. Mm. And you had to take that.
The cloth diapers are very different.
You had to take it, and you got to go to the toilet and flush it,
Swirl it around. Hang them up to dry, wring them out.
And,
oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's work.
Yeah, throwing the wash.
I mean, you didn't have to do that with diapers.
No, but I did. I did work in daycare centers where these children had cloth
just throw
diapers.
Really?
Yes, the family wanted them to have cloth diapers, and they were against the disposable, so we had to do the actual.
Really?
Well, no, they had a cleaning service that would pick up the dirty diapers.
Oh, good. Okay,
but we had to change them, and we had to.
It's still different.
But I heard stories from my grandma of having to clean her.
And then had to put sometimes had to put the rubber pants.
Exactly, the rubber pants are just horrible.
what?
A lot.
What plan is this?
They use safety pin to keep it together. It leaks.
Oh,
it's
interesting.
Horrible.
Oh my gosh,
we're talking about both things leak. Both properties, the liquid and the. Solid.
And then we take the diaper off, and by the time you put the new one on, it's peeing.
Yeah, it was very. I'm sure your mother was very mentally stressed. How did she do? Did she have a nervous breakdown in front of you?
That's
a lot.
No, my father was an alcoholic, and
she did everything.
And they both had obviously worked, but he had stopped. 20 years before he died, he stopped drinking, but
that's good.
And the smoking killed my mother a year and a half
later. Oh no. What did your parents do for work?
My mother was in insurance. My father was for the water company.
Okay.
Water Bureau, whatever it's called.
Interesting. Harry, can I ask you, what is life like now for you after the breakup? What is it like? Are you looking for a relationship, or are you just, living life as you?
It's better than ever.
It's better than ever.
It's
ever.
Better than ever.
So there's light at the end of the tunnel.
And it's going to get better and better
every
than this.
Day.
And,
yes.
So there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, there's no tunnel.
There's no tunnel.
I'm fine. It's wide open.
Okay.
But when that light at the end of the tunnel, just make sure it's not a train coming at you.
Okay. That's right.
Okay.
But let me tell you something. There are, I know you said you've been in war and what scares you the most are the dating apps. If you went on those apps like our time, those women, you'd have so many replies. You'd have.
I couldn't say no. That's why I don't want to do it because I can't say no.
You can say no. We'll help you.
I'll meet you. No.
It'll be like too much for you.
I have a major person of interest. But I don't want to sound like. But there are other.
Is she interested in you?
Yeah.
She is?
Yes.
Better be.
So
she's
if she's
going through some stuff, she's she's moving up here.
Harry.
No.
Stay away from these people who are going through stuff.
She's moving back. She's moving up this way.
That's further south.
Away from all that.
Okay.
So she doesn't live here.
And she's in Orange County, near Newport.
Oh, okay. Okay. She was in the South for real. Okay.
Well, I mean, she's how in much New, further south?
I mean,
than
listen,
than
the OC
Diego or New Mexico.
Listen, the OC is South. I tell you.
But she, she's coming up here, and she's moving up here in April.
Okay, so she'll be here in April, and so do you hope to kindle something with her when she gets here?
I hope so, and I had a very serious conversation with her the other day, a couple weeks ago, and. And I left her a text message. I really need to talk to you. I really need to talk to you. She called me. I said, okay, I'll call you. And then, and she said, and she's 60, 61.
Mm-hmm. So that's your number.
She's really cool. I'm.
How'd you meet this person?
I remember from the first time I met her, I've always felt really neat.
But how'd you meet her?
Connection. At an event, one of Jeff Gunn's events.
Jeff Gunn? I tell you. Listen, you know all the people.
Infolist. One of his. Okay, never mind.
I don't know. I'm a
hot mess. Industry. It's an industry.
I see. What's your sign, Harry?
Welcome.
I got that one.
What is it?
He said welcome.
Welcome. I get that joke, yes. But what's your astrological
sign? What's your sign?
June 20th.
June 20th. That's a...
So that's like...
I'm not into
the last
that.
Day.
Is that Gemini?
Oh, you're a Gemini.
You know, every time she... This isn't the first time she's asked me this. And then, you're a Gemini. And I said,
Well, everyone doesn't know that you're a Gemini, so I'm asking I'm just trying to get the info. The 411 people might ask about the June 2nd.
I like this Brita water filter.
Oh, please don't do that. Please don't do Brita.
No, because
cut that, editor, please. Cut that for this.
No, because when you're driving, you don't have to tip your head back to drink. It's just a straw type thing. It comes up and there's another filter in there.
It's so fancy.
But I have a filter. First, I have filtered water, then I put it through. But it's convenient. So that's all. Anyway. But no, I have. I'm not getting involved with anyone else until I'm. Because I want to make sure.
Wait, hold on. Tell me why you're not. Give me a second for this situation here. Please.
I love watching your expressions as you're asking.
Really? Can you hear it or not?
I can hear. It's a plane. It was a plane.
It's gone. Okay. So you're not getting involved. Go ahead.
No, because I'm with number one, I want to make sure that things, I prefer to wait until, because that's how good I feel about tea. We've called it tea. What's that?
Oh, yes. Tea. So you're taking it easy before you get involved with tea.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to be. And
sorry, and is this person as into you as you are into them?
She's. I remember we were walking through downtown Disney.
Oh, y'all went to downtown Disney.
I'm not sure how long ago that was, but we're long, spent a day together and some months ago and we have never had a problem. There's certain women I don't feel comfortable holding their hands. And we're holding, most of the time there's holding something, somehow. And then I remember one time I just stopped. I said, I like this. And she goes, what's wrong? I said, there's something missing. Oh, give me that.
It was your hand?
No, oh. Her hand. I mean,
it's her hand.
Nice one.
I see. Yeah.
But we have, anyway, I feel very good about this. So I want to have this. I want to see how this is. Mm-hmm. But I'm not pursuing anyone else that has made it known they would like to get together.
Okay, good. Okay. Good for you. Good listen, for you.
I
can appreciate someone who knows what they want and go for it. And they're not trying to like play the field, because it's kind of, it's pointless if you actually know what you want, unless you're like that person and, you know, you're going around breaking hearts. But that's not you, Harry. That's
no,
great.
I mean, I did, I don't know, before Pam, I always said the name. Mm-hmm. And the lady was, she really, you know, I told her I can't see her anymore. And she just, you know. Just,
you broke it off with this lady?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't right. And
how long were you with this woman?
No. Just we saw each other maybe three times or so.
Oh, okay. So you just went on a few dates.
She fell in love with me.
She fell for you, yeah.
Oh, I mean, she was
hard.
A few years older than me, and she just fell.
Why didn't you want to be with this person?
No, I was getting connected with
Pam.
Pam. The challenge.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
And so I felt that was, yeah.
Did you know this other person before Pam? Did you know? Yeah.
No, didn't see her before. Anyway, I think maybe it's around the same time.
Okay, so I'm at the same time. So. Okay.
So anyway, but no, I said I don't ever want to see that look on a woman's face again.
Mm-hmm. And that was the first time you've ever seen that look on a woman's face?
The sadness, the disappointment.
No, it's just, I mean, now, you know.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. At this point in your life, you're I don't want to see it anymore.
I don't want to put anyone through that. Yeah. I don't want to be put through it either.
That makes sense.
But it's...
It's hard to do. No. But it was kind to do. If it was not how you felt, then you did actually do the kind thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with tea, I told you, I sent her a text. I'm going to talk to you. And that was at our American Legion. And says, "Oh, I gotta go," you know.
Mm-hmm. So she ran away.
No. She called me, and I had to go find a quiet spot to talk to her.
I see.
And I'm talking. What's wrong? I said nothing. I'm just, I really need to express something to you. And she knew anyway. But I said, you know, you see all these photos of me with other women that, you know, and it's just, they want a photo taken, I'm fine, let's take a photo, you know, and they'll post it and tag me and blah, 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 you know, and there's all the time.
So popular.
No.
You are. You really are.
Don't be shy.
So, and I said, but I prefer to do this dance of life with you. You know, said, you want to do this dance together?
Somebody wants to do a dance of life with me. Go ahead, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Romantic.
It is.
No, poetic. But it's, I said, you know, I'm not interested in seeing, you know, and I don't want to say, well, you know, there's like a dozen women after me, but I'm waiting for you there, babe. You know, I don't want to sound like that.
Yeah.
But, I didn't say anything. It's just, it's just photos of women, you know, and everything is fine. You know, and they're nice, you know. But.
Okay. So, and what did she say? What was her response?
Well, she's moving up here.
So she's like, okay, I'm with it. We're going to do the dance of life together?
We'll see if we can get going. She's just started a couple months ago a new production job.
Right.
She's in the business and a lot of responsibilities. So she wants to make sure it gets that right too. And you know.
Oh, okay. So is that what she said when you said, I want to do a dance of life?
I knew that. She's
so you
really
already knew that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so what was her response then when you said, I want to do a dance of life with you?
She's, we're going to get together.
We're going to get together?
We'll get together, yes.
Well, that's what you're saying, but is that what she
said?
Saying?
Yes. I said she said, okay. And then she actually said, you know, when I come up, start looking for apartments, I'll hope.
Okay.
I hope you can help, you know.
Yay. I'm so happy for you. Yeah. Yay. That's so fantastic. So closing out, what would you say to someone who's struggling and feeling like, you know, hey, this is it for me because I can't go on because of this breakup?
Would you rather sit home, watch television all the time by yourself and just blah, 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 and watch the scale laugh at you? Mm-hmm. Or would you just get your ass out there and just so many events going on.
Especially here, everywhere.
But there's always something somewhere, not as often back in Connecticut as there is here. But there's, you know, you never know who's going to come around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the answer is always going to be no unless you ask the question.
Right. But I guess my question is to, like, you, if they're in a very dark place and they're like, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't care about parties and stuff because my heartbreak is that bad. What advice would you give that person?
Playboy Channel?
The Playboy Channel. Good to know.
I don't even know it's around anymore.
But we're not supposed to be sitting home watching TV.
Right.
No.
We're supposed to be getting out there, you said.
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to stay home and get depressed.
It is. Mm-hmm. Get out.
You know, when you feel your worst, take a shower, you'll feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Really. Mm-hmm. Watch what you're eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If certain foods just make you feel better,
talk to someone.
Yeah. See a doctor. I mean, all the stuff I've been through, not just relationships, but I think the reason I'm not crazy, well, I think I am sometimes, but it's like I've never had a problem talking to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can talk someone's ear off. I mean, we've been here for like 8 hours now.
It's been so close to it.
Just kidding. It was so nice having you. Thank you so much for coming. Like, thank you so
Harry,
much.
Harry, Harrison, fantastic. Henry, all of
Let's
you.
Let's give it up for Harry, everybody.
No.
Yes, thank you. Pop over there, Brother Jacob.
No, it's fine. I heard it. But this is great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm go on longer than
you're fantastic. Thank you so much. Yes.
This is part one. Stay tuned to part two.
Part one. Thank you so much, everyone, for checking out the breakup vent. Yeah. And yes, if you have a story, please reach out to us. If you want to vent about your breakup, you can catch us at thebreakupvents@gmail.com.
And every day on Instagram, and I try to do it every day. Instagram.
This airplane keeps flying over. I feel like I'm next to Van Nuys, but we're not next to Van Nuys. And I've seen this meeting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Facebook and Instagram, Harry Kiernan.
I'm sorry, we can't hear it. Can you hear that or no?
I can hear that, but I can hear me that more.
You can? It's like so distorted. It will be cut and nobody will hear it ever.
Okay.
You want to wait for it to go?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to close it. Okay. Every day on Instagram and Facebook, in the morning, I put a meaningful saying.
Okay.
And so it's Harry Kiernan, Kiernan, at both of those, both places. And then in the afternoon and evening, I put a couple of jokes out there to make people laugh.
Okay. So people can get some jokes from you. Yeah. Okay.
But the meaningful ones I put out there, check them out. And I get almost every day someone saying to me that I really need to hear that today.
Aww.
You know, if it means something to me, it touches me somehow, you know, then I was driving along once. I've been doing this since I first came out here. 9 years ago, for some reason, and I'm driving along one time, and I thought of this thing.
Okay.
And I was saying, I gotta stop because I'm gonna forget. It says, don't ever let anyone take you away from you.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, and I just thought,
I mean, it's kind of hard to take you from you.
No, but you know.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I know.
No, I get it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Okay. You get so lost up
in other people's stuff, and you're losing the true self of who you are.
You're overcompromising. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think I did because I wanted, in any relationship that was serious for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all in. Mm-hmm. And I'm not holding back for what? Mm-hmm. Why miss out on these great experiences?
Don't miss out on it.
No.
Don't stop believing.
But all right.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.